For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
Poppy cultivation now accounts for as much as two-thirds of Afghanistan's economy. The amount of land under poppy cultivation has multiplied 123 times from 2001 to 2004, despite the presence of nearly 20,000 U.S. troops. Last week, the outgoing U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, indicated that overall opium production is unlikely to drop this year from last year's record level. The World Health Organization has issued new warnings that the capital of Afghanistan, Kabul, is now facing a cholera epidemic. The capital is home to approximately 2.5 million people. Bagram Air Base, north of Kabul, is the U.S. military hub in Afghanistan. It was built by the Soviets during their Cold War occupation and now features a beauty spa and Burger King restaurant. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Now, if that's not creepy enough for you, consider the fact that in Colombia, we've done even worse for 35 or 40 years, and we're trying to emulate that, quote, success in Afghanistan. Now, please hear me well. From the Wall Street Journal, Congress did not repeal the 18th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution in 1933 because it had decided alcohol abuse was passé. It did so because it judged the costs of prohibition were higher than the benefits and that a regulated market would be a better way to manage a popular but sometimes harmful depressant drug. The unintended consequences of prohibition was the rise of violent organized crime and the spike in official corruption that accompanied it. After 13 years of prohibition, most Americans didn't like what Al Capone et al. Were doing in the streets and to the country's legal institutions. The drug lords are becoming ever more sophisticated in fighting their side of the war. As they grow frighteningly more powerful in politics, they threaten to destroy freely elected governments. The Wall Street Journal closes with this thought. The destabilizing effect in the Central and South American political system is at a level that Americans would not tolerate at home, as they demonstrated when they voted down prohibition. Is it reasonable to ask whether it is morally defensible or wise or even pragmatic to expect Latins to carry a similar burden when there are so many better ways to fight drug use on U.S. soil? End quote. To which I can only add, the Wall Street Journal seemed to ignore the violence, gangs, and destruction in these United States. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.